すべては合格のために。
建築関連資格の総合資格学院の提供でお送りします。
This is Architecture Radio, and today we are in the Nanyato bookshop. Here is the first floor, and the Portuguese architects, Mr. Gordon Gonçalves Baptista, João Ventura Trindade, came here. I'd like to interview with Mr. Yuta Kashiki and the Portuguese architects.So, in UIA, there is an exhibition of the Portuguese architecture titled Tradition is Innovation. Mm-hmm. And also, there would be the lecture, several lectures in three universities. So, please explain what kind of exhibition and lecture will take place in Tokyo.
Okay. So the title is Tradition is Innovation. And What we wanted to show is basic information. Okay. So we are going to exhibit at Living Design Center Ozone, 7th floor, from 2011, this year, from 29th of September till 11th of October. And we invited 8 architecture studios, which is João Ventura Trindade, Ricardo Carvalho, and Joana Vilena, Ricardo Bach Gordon, João Luis Carreira da Graça, Manuel Aires Mateus, Inês Vieira da Silva, and Miguel Vieira, Nuno Brandão Costa, and Eduardo Souto de Moura. So what we wanted to show in this exhibition is not only architecture projects, but we try to show the country through the architecture. Mm-hmm. So we chose, for example, we chose a project from João, which is in Alentejo, which is a vacant landscape, empty space. It's very strong. It has very strong landscape. Mm-hmm. So when we show the project of João, we are also showing the landscape of Porto. And for example, from the work of Ricardo Bach Gordon, we chose the project of the school because in Porto now they are reconstructing a lot of junior high school. Schools, yeah. And so by showing this project, we are also showing the policy of Portuguese government. So we wanted to show the context of the Portuguese society. And so we interviewed 8 studios. And we did a 3 simple questions. One first, it's about their atelier. So they explain how they started, where they study architecture, and how they started their own office, which is very interesting information for us, because we, Gonçalo and me, also want to have our own studio. So it's very interesting to know this kind of information. And then we asked them to explain about the project. So, and inside the video, we show photograph and also they are speaking. And then the last question is a little bit, I think it was a difficult question for the architects, but we asked, what is the role of the architects in the society? And then what more do you want to
Please introduce yourself.
My name is Gonçalo Batista. I work with Yutaka for several years now. We started this project 1 year ago, exactly. And so, returning to Yutaka's explanation, Basically, the interview focuses on the, it's kind of explaining a little bit the past, so the biography of each architect, the present represented in each project, and the last question aims to speak about the future. So what expectations do these architects have regarding the future, regarding the work, especially when we are going through such difficult times, especially in our country. And so this for us was very much one of the main points. So we really wanted to focus on how the projects are born, how the projects are, which constraints, economical, political, social, to try to make the most precise portrait of architecture in Portugal, to go beyond a formal explanation of the project, because we felt it was very easy when we are making an architecture exhibition to focus mainly on the formal aspects of the project, and we wanted to go a little bit beyond that. So that's why we also chose to make an interview and to make a video format, so not to simply show models or drawings of the architecture, but having the architects explain how they made the project and the relation with the client, the relation with the site. So this for us was the main point. So the video became the obvious choice to do that. So.
Well, so my name is Ricardo Bach Gordon, and I am one of the six architects that are presented in this exhibition. First of all, I want to start by saying that I think just the fact that this is an exhibition curated by two young architects, one Japanese living in Portugal, one Portuguese living in London. So this already shows something that I think we still, for us, is I wouldn't say it's new, but I say it's very important, because these connections among young people and young architects, and well, I would say people around the world nowadays working together from place to place, etc., is already something that for sure will create a potentialness on the contamination of the knowledge, which I believe it's where all the possibilities are to go further in our societies. So to share the knowledge and to learn one from the other. Also, the fact that they have chosen this title, Tradition is Innovation, for me it's really sensitive. I used to think that architecture should only be developed on a basis of continuity. So I never have the intention of inventing the world from scratch, let's say like that. But I think that human beings and people, families, everything, they continue doing things that mostly they always have been done. So, but life changes some here and that. Your habits, they also change some a bit, not so much. So to innovate through adding some small induction on architecture is what I think is the aim of our work. I know that not everybody thinks like that, and I also know that a big part of architects have this goal of inventing the world, of if it is not a great invention that cuts with everything, so they are not interested on that. But so for one side, I think that this title tells a lot, for me, tells a lot about what I think of architect and architecture, and also I think it's very important that they, as a almost an external view of the Portuguese contemporary society, they also reached this conclusion that architecture in Portugal mainly can be recognized about this process of induction. Then I presented three projects, which is a school, again a very important territory of investigation when you want to speak about induction on architecture, because schools are the territory, the primary territory of knowledge of not only the specific knowledge of education, but also where you learn about being together, about discussing together, about changing ideas. So it's actually a territory that has a lot to do with architecture. And in Portugal, we are now in the country working on a huge program of modernization schools, secondary schools. So I presented a project where I had to investigate these new programs and new facilities for an existing school where other areas were added. And what is to study and to go to school nowadays different from what it was 20 years ago? What kind of spaces, what kind of atmosphere, how do you enthusiasm young children to stay in the school? All these questions. And how to dialogue between the old and the new building, because this is also a subject. You are adding something to something that already exists. And I think that this is a question that we all face, because when we work in the city, we have the environment. And this idea of considering the environment, again, it's something that for me, it's more or less, it's one of the main issues in our activity. But maybe some people will call it a traditional way of looking to architecture.
Hi, I'm João Ventura Trindade. For me, it's very grateful to take part of this exhibition, mainly for two things, two issues. One is this title, which is very sensitive for me: tradition is innovation. More because we are in Japan, we talk about the relation of two countries, Portugal and Japan. It's very interesting to come to Japan 500 years after the first Portuguese people arrive here and discover several common things in these two countries, so far one from each other. In both countries we have now contemporary architects working through this relation of contemporary architecture, modern view of doing architecture, and without ignore the tradition of his own country. I like very much, for example, the way that Sejima and Nishizawa here in Japan work. I like very much the delicate way they design, for example, and the way that I think for myself that is very similar to the tea houses in Japan or so on. So, but at the same time, are very different shapes and very different images, without forget the tradition of the traditional Japanese architecture, for example. And talking about Portuguese architect, the most known nowadays, which is Álvaro Siza, for example, he works in exactly in the same way. No, they look at the past, at the traditional architecture in Portugal, for example, at the site-specific conditions and so on, and work with that material. So when you work with this kind of things, is more or less inevitable that you reach at the conclusion that you always have to deal with the past if you get to go a little further in contemporary architecture. I think it's very, for me, it's very sensitive, this idea.
Thank you very much. It was very interesting, and we should go to this exhibition. Also, it is very interesting, the title, Tradition is Innovation, because once Mr. Shiki showed me one book, very big book, the research of the traditional Portuguese...
Architecture in Portugal.
Yeah. Sorry, the title is Popular Architecture...
Popular Architecture in Portugal.
Popular Architecture in Portugal. Mm. And the... Mr. Shiki explained me the contemporary Portuguese architecture more or less influenced by that book.
Mm-hmm. Well, the question is that it was very important for Portuguese architects to understand through that book, actually, to organize the idea of the landscape and the transformed landscape and the architecture of each different landscape in Portugal. And that book more than speak about architecture actually speaks about the materials, the relationship between landscapes and the human being, and how the human being responds as a constructed territory for itself on such a landscape, the relationship with the climate, the old traditions of the fireplace, when you have a lot of heat outside, you need to be in with small open holes and windows to the outside to protect yourself. So it's a kind of survey that shows a country, how it has been constructed and why. And why? Because of the landscape, why? Because of the cultural and social traditions, why? Because of the climate, this and that. And in fact, as Portugal, as we were saying before, didn't change so much from, I would say, last two, three centuries, as we can see here in Japan, for instance, which is a society that has a huge tradition, but at the same time builds its country with some kind of freedom for the modern times and modern days, and we don't do so much like that. So we are changing regularly, yeah, but with a schedule which is not so radical. And of course, all the when I say change, it's of course the architecture just follows the society. So if the architecture is still some work about tradition, even if it is a contemporary way of view, and we see from mainly of our architects, which are some of them are very well known abroad and respect, as we just had another Pritzker Prize in Portugal, the last edition, which by chance is together with us in this exhibition, Eduardo Souto de Moura. So I think that that, to go back to the book, that book is something that we have an affinity and some kind of we feel that all our contemporary work is always linked to some atmosphere that is fixed on the on this book.
This book is also the popular architecture in Portugal. This book is also a kind of a starting point for which we are then nowadays in Portugal in contemporary architecture. But we have to be a little slow in that matter, because this book was a kind of a very particular vision to the Portuguese landscape and territory. The book was made by several architects, which means it's a particular vision of a group of architects in Portugal in that times that look at the territory in a certain way. So it is a very important book, but is a particular way to look at that country. It's not the only way to look at. But yes, it's a very interesting and important starting point to understand contemporary architecture in Portugal.
Thank you very much. I have just one last question. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us something, the difference of the place where they have the office? Because many Portuguese architecture have the office in Porto or in Lisbon. So if there's something, the difference, what is the difference of the situation?
Porto.
I think that some like 20 years ago there were just two schools of architecture in Portugal, Porto and Lisbon. And in Porto there were some figures like Távora and Álvaro Siza, which had a huge influence on the school. So on those days it was easy to see a difference between Porto and Lisbon, the architects from the south and the architects from the north. Also because, again, by looking at that book, you will understand that these two regions are quite different from the point of view of the landscape, this and that. Mm-hmm. Nowadays we have plenty of schools of architecture in Portugal. Oh. And times changed, so I think that there is not so much an idea of a school of Porto or a school of Lisbon, but the individual, the student or the young architect that already made Erasmus, that have traveled, that have access to internet, that can be in Lisbon or Oporto listening to your radio program. So the world actually made a kind of disappearing the difference between Oporto and Lisbon as a kind of a school of architecture. Of course, the Oporto school still has some kind of idea, a recognized idea worldwide because of its architects like Siza and Sotomora, which are from Oporto. But if you are in Portugal, you don't feel that difference. You now look to the work of an architect specifically more than an architect from a specific area.
And another thing which is very interesting, if you go to Porto, you probably recognize that the architects that more often are being different things from the Oporto school ideas is
are exactly
Álvaro Siza and Sotomora. So I never believe in that idea of a school of Oporto. For myself, are very clear that there is a specific and very amazing relation between a very small group of architects, beginning from Carlos Ramos, probably, and then Fernando Távora, that was a professor of Álvaro Siza, and then with between Álvaro Siza and Souto Moura. Souto Moura began working at the office at Álvaro Siza. But probably this is not a school of architecture. This is a very specific relation between a very small group of architects. And of course it's amazing that in a small town like Porto, in a very, very small country like Portugal, we have two contemporary architects doing architecture nowadays, which is a very rare situation, a very particular situation. But I never believe in that, in a difference between the school of architecture in Lisbon or the school of architecture in Porto. I work many years with a great architect from Lisbon, which is João Luís Carrilho da Graça. And it's very interesting because when we go to Porto, his architecture is more related with what people in Porto like and believe. But he is from the south. He born in Alentejo, like me. So we never have relation with that school of Porto. But even that, the architecture of some people in the south, like Ricardo, also are very close to what could have been school of Porto, but I never believe in that idea.
No, I would like just to add this point, which is I don't think that there is a big difference now between Porto and Lisbon about architecture, but I wonder how people from abroad look at Portugal. And if there is a Portuguese architecture, this is the question that I would leave for others to answer.
Thank you very much. My question is came from when I saw the architecture of the Aires Matthews, because I thought that it came from the school of Porto. But he worked with Gonçalves, and also he has an office in Lisbon. After that,
he studied in Lisbon.
Yeah, I know. So I thought that he came from Porto, but it's not like
yeah.
So. And also, as for this exhibition, it was also one coincidence, because Japanese version of the exhibition of Lisbon Triennale, which I could design the space. It's just the same building, living design.
Ah,
great. Okay, but it's the third floor. So
we are really connected.
Yes.
Now there's no chance that someone will cut this relationship.
I'm really surprised. And also, at last, maybe Shiki-san, Mr. Shiki, will organize three lectures in three universities. Mm-hmm. So could you explain that lectures?
Okay. So this lecture from Eduardo Souto de Moura and Carrilho da Graça is organized by three Japanese architects, which are Sei Takeyama from Kyoto University, and Kengo Kuma from University of Tokyo, and Kazuhiro Kojima and Mariko Terada from National University of Yokohama. And tomorrow we are going to have the first conference in the University of Tokyo, the day 26, from 2:30 in the afternoon. No, sorry, 3:30 in the afternoon until 6 o'clock. And in 27th we are going to have in Yokohama, which starts from 2:30 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And the last one will be in Kyoto, the University of Kyoto, which starts from 4 o'clock till I think 7 o'clock. Okay. Also, we are going to have another lecture from Joan Trindade and Ricardo Bach Gordon at Living Design Center Ozone. Yes.
When it will be?
It will be on 1st of October from 3:30 till 5:30. I think that's all about the lecture. Yes.
Thank you very much. And I would like you to say something, the message to the Japanese architects and the Japanese architecture students, more younger generations, especially if you can say something about the impression of the Tokyo.
Well,
big responsibility.
No, I think that in the end we are all facing the same questions. So I say that architects are, before being architects, you are a human being that you try to understand the places you are, the culture where you come from, the other cultures that you actually visit or have the opportunity to live in, and also the relationship between human beings. And then architects try to, through their own work, to answer these questions that one day is for one direction, the other day is for another direction. So I think that more important than to be excited by forms or shapes or inventions, you have to just feel sensitive to the real important and fundamental things of our daily life, through our relationships, through the relationship between the public and the private, big and huge issues that will always be on the table of architecture. And then to try to answer and to contribute, to add something to the reflection about our lives. And that is the same in Japan, in Portugal, or in England. So this is what I think I can give as a message, more than to, because I am not attracted by some other ideas on too much invention on shapes or inventing materials. I know that to invent materials is, for instance, is it's an important role for the sky investigation, to go to the moon, this and that, or for medicines, or this and that. But to be honest, until now, on architecture, I feel that with the materials, for constructing materials we already know, we can do architecture for 500 years more.
And I don't think you young architect, young students from Japan need a message or need an advice or something like that. I think probably in Japan you have all the issues that are important to work in the best way in architecture, because architecture needs a kind of appropriate speed to work at the world, or to work at the territory, or to work at the landscape, or so on. And probably the most interesting thing in the, when you look at the same time at the contemporary Portuguese architecture and contemporary Japanese architecture is that they are very similar in a kind of slowly way to look at the country without ignoring the, without misunderstanding, without comprehending, having a very delicate way to look at the tradition in the both countries. So I think nowadays the world speed have a very exaggerated speed, you know? And to work in architecture we have to maintain a certain distance from that speed, full speed. So I think in Japan you have lots of traditions and that that remains that we could understand have the certain the appropriate way to the appropriate time to look at things, no? And so if you understand this the importance of this velocity, no? This speed, I think in Japan, like in Portugal and like in some other places, we have the all the conditions to make the best architecture possible.
Thank you very much. We are very looking forward to seeing your exhibition. And also, I think it's very important and very interesting opportunity to see the Portuguese contemporary architecture. And also, it's a good opportunity to consider about the relationship between Portuguese and Japan, because we have 500 years history.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.